November 28th at 9 p.m. Place called the Jack London Review, 529 Southwest 4th Avenue in downtown Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a development director. This 32-hour-a-week position develops and implements the yearly fundraising plan, develops promotional and press materials, and supports the anti-oppression work of KBOO. Send a cover letter and resume to Delphine Crescenzo at del@kboo.org or send to KBOO Development Hire, 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon 97214. Please answer in the cover letter the question, why is KBOO important? More information on the development director position is available at kboo.fm/developmenthire2018.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, and next is Combined Culture Radio. Stay tuned.
Aspirations of a living legend. Don't cross me like the neck of a pope, pastor, priest, or reverend. Been rapping since 11, but my rhymes are never this good until after another 7. Goddamn, I'm hitting so hard, my bad if I bogart. Escalating, cause I'm up next, title fighting your own yard. I'm no fraud, yeah. More like Hot Topic on this spot with these Adidas on my feet. I'm trying to earn my stripes, just watch. That was just a bar stored up in my foot locker. COVI, because it is my name, like John Proctor. Yeah, didn't mean to leave you hanging because I use triangles. They think I'm in Salem worshiping Satan, but I'm in Portland on a mission like Mormons, working like organs and organ. Why so swiftly playing the organ splash? This is a heist if you didn't know. Accidentally shot you next time and be intentional. Whoa, whoa, but please don't play the victim, no. In my room, all I see is boss, feel like a criminal. Cynical, cylinder filled up with some pinnacle. At the top, don't know why I didn't have the crown original. Lee, I'm the best MC up in the building. Just trying to hit it in the morning like I don't building. I don't feeling these numbers that I'm counting. Trying to do it for all the black people in the county. I am a dog, no bounty. Spilling sauce on the B, wipe it up, grab the bounty. OMG, she throwing that back, Marky's pouncy. For my nephew, I need a house that is bouncy. Making this thing fake, no wonder you tried to oust me. I am trying to end your career, Ronda Rousey. Vic is Wayne fighting, man, hot, can't douse me. Got to the money back in May like Sally. Met a coconut oil shawty from the valley. She heard my song and wanna take a trip to Sally's. I keep winning. But who's keeping tally? Life working out like Bally, drinking Fiji from the chalice, trying to make it back to Cali down once. But I started a rally, don't want, I throw the alley. It's time to make a deal, so I just call up Howie. I can't stand the rain, but you knew why. Rappers acting like hoes think it's time to get they tubes tied. They say I got an old soul, might have lived two lives. This is Super Duper Fly, project coming in July, bang.
Boom, 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 bada bop, boom, boom. Hey, that, I don't know if anyone recognized who that was, but, that was yours truly, Portland Covey. And today is a big day for the kid.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Combined Culture Radio, and we are delivering that exclusive premiere of Mr. Covey's Escalate With Me album today.
Premiere.
Whoa, premiere. It's out on all streaming services. You know, you got Spotify, Apple Music,
Tidal,
and Amazon, now KBOO.
Oh, I was about to keep going, but
no, cut
just
it off there.
Just KBOO. Yep, I agree. That's a good place to stop. Because this is very.
You want to introduce the album real quick, man?
So,
just give a quick overview for the people, you know.
This album is my first ever album of my discography. I've had mixtapes, EPs, and all that good stuff. And this is the first album of mine that I've been working on for 2 years about my life journey and this recent transition into adulthood and as an artist and all that good stuff. So, this is Escalate With Me, I hope whoever out there is listening that you enjoy it. It is a roller coaster.
A roller coaster. That's a good word for you in general.
It is.
Yeah.
But the album, shut up. The album reflects my life and is inspired by life experiences. So, yeah.
Yeah. You ready to play that?
We are. So, this first song is called Working on Myself Lately, or stylized as WOML. So that's not a word, you guys.
Just to give y'all a preview of how this is gonna work out. We're gonna drop the first five songs. There's two sides of the album, right? You know,
two sides.
You know, we got the upbeat, you know, more energetic part, and then we got the more slowed down, more personal Kobe version. You know, so we're gonna start with the first part. Afterwards, we're gonna have a little discussion. Then after that, play the slow part. Then discuss it all as a whole. So,
yes, sir.
Go ahead and drop that, Dale.
I'm just trying to level up out here. Been working on myself. That's what you need to do. Hey, yo, look. I've been working on myself lately. And I think that I've been doing a pretty damn good job, if I do say so myself. Searching for ways to improve my health and wealth. Going better yourself. I'm just updating y'all on my life, cause a lot has changed. I'm in my bag. The brand's not the same. Feeling like I'm grinding, cause I'm no longer playing games. Oh man, I think they shook now. They giving me looks now. And I see a couple people stuck and open up my book now. I see a couple fishes out, and I see that's on my hook now. Like where they from and where they going, how they here and who they about to. That don't matter. Quit the chatter, look here, boy. I've been working on myself lately. I'ma say it a couple more times throughout the song, just so you see where I'm coming from. Is that okay? Never mind. I don't need your clarification. Prepare for greatness. I'm tearing the matrix. I'm bearing the hatred. I'm staring at faces. You daring my patience. I'm airing the races. I'm airing the stasis. I share my grace. God damn, I've been working. I think I'm on to something. Hold up. My phone jumping. Hey, why these people lurking? And I've been spending a lot of time alone. And no, I'm not antisocial. I'm asocial. Keeping a low pro. Wish you could see what I see through my bifocals. Cause I'm blind. Like a communication, you wasting my time. Like an effort, and you get left behind. And these people know I'm just trying to get my light at the end of the tunnel. Just trying to get a shine. Steal by my nails, that's a bad habit. Treat the laptop like a lab rabbit. Go secure the bag, so I mag grab it. Hunting season with a double barrel, and I hear you say a dag. I've been working on myself lately.
Working on myself.
I think you should do the same.
You better
stay up in your lane.
Stay up in your lane.
I see nothing has changed.
Yeah.
I've been working on myself lately.
Working, work.
I've been working on myself lately.
Working on myself.
I think you should do the same.
You should do the same.
Stay up in your lane.
Stay up in your lane.
I see you swerving to my lane.
Yeah.
I've been working on myself lately.
Work.
Look, I've been working on myself lately.
Working on myself.
Spiritually, mentally, physically, lyrically, literally, really think y'all should be fearing me, yeah. Say me in my final form, yeah. Then the 25 taking over is my mindset. And that is the world. Now they see it increasing, gaining y'all respect. So why call my loved ones more and tell them that I love them? Keep God in my corner and put nothing above them. I've been nothing but blessed, passing the test. Around college students who've been nothing but stressed. Lame face in your mouth like it's nothing but crest. And TV show living cause your boy got next. At y'all next, trying to put a dent in the game. I need my attention like the boy had clever. To my boy Zay the other day, I'm like, Zay, I'm tired of being broke, bro. He's like, I feel you, dog. You know, we just some broke college graduates. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing this music thing so I can pay off my student loans. But it's also more than that. Bank account.
account balance looking real depressing. Money don't control my happiness, so I'm not stressing. Balling on the budget, so the money stretching. Strong-minded brother, yeah, I'm still flexing. I can't be around people who don't have goals. Lay the smack down and know your role. Trying to turn bank withdrawals to bank overloads. They see me breaking through, damn, like an overflow. These days, I'm barely leaving the house. I'm only out when the money's screaming, come and get me, Summer job making 950. And that's an hour, that's barely eating. Boy, I'm trying to devour, I'm searching for power. Ain't time to cower. In the future, I see myself taking money showers. Ignorant, yeah. I'm networking like a router, but still behind the scenes. That's a perk to being a wallflower. Yeah, just a superhero looking for a super suit. Loved ones just want me to live an extra day or two. I aim to prove, make them commas move. Hoping music is the career that I get paid to do. Rich man, look you in the face and laugh, yeah. Broke boy, look you in the face and cry. There ain't no difference between you. Cause we gon' be in the casket 6 feet under when we bumped out. I know I got it. Yeah, I know I got it. Just a young prophet tryna make profits. Run me my money with a vendor pot. I know I cannot stop. Broke boy with expensive thighs. This skill, it cannot be bought. This grind, it cannot be tied. I know I got it. Yeah, I know I got it. Just a young prophet trying to make profits. Run me my money with a bank deposit. I know, I cannot stop. Broke boy with expensive thighs. This skill, it cannot be bought. This grind, it cannot be tied. Damn, I'm just trying to be great. Damn, I still owe Sally Mae. Financial aid can catch the fade. Feel like I'm getting played. People try to put their hand on your plate. Get the hell on my face. Try to copy your every move and leave without a trace. I don't need a shawty all on my case. I'm all about my bank, so I don't chase. I am Akira Toriyama with the drama. Almost ended up in a coma, but I needed two M's. Go ahead and add up them commas. Need a dinner invite from the Obamas. Tucked in the cuss like Osama. I've been lying, I've been popping. Swarovski crystals with the silk lining. I've been shining. Enzyme and breaking down the beat. Grandfather clock around my neck, that's big timing. I wanna get bread with the crew, yeah. I want a few houses with views, yeah. I want everything in tools. None of that won't matter if I don't stay true. Rich man, look you in the face and laugh. Broke boy, look you in the face and cry, yeah. There ain't no difference between me and you, cause we gon' be in the casket 6 feet under when we both die. I know I got it. Yeah, I know I got it. Just a young prophet trying to make profits. Run me my money with a bank deposit. I know, I cannot stop. Broke boy with expensive thighs. This skill, it cannot be bought. This grind, it cannot be tied. I know I got it. Yeah, I know I got it. Just a young prophet trying to make profits. Run me my money with a bank deposit. I know, I cannot stop. Broke boy with expensive thighs. This skill, it cannot be bought. This grind, it cannot be tied.
I'm over here just gifting to y'all. This is some pickings to y'all, and we just ride, 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 ride. Don't be on no bullshit. She said I'm on talk, no action. She taxing, with all this drive, I'm not crashing. Talking about she wanna use a stick shift, that's a quick trick. Give me the green light and I'm gassing, yeah, that's clutch. She under my arm like a crush. Oh, she a Marion with the touch. Whoa, I'm Kwame Brown with the bust. Whoa, dentist with the feeling. Ezekiel Elliott with the rush. Hold up, let me turn up. Do you really even know me? Well, please just know I go by Kobe. Yeah, that's C-O-V-I. You can say Covey, but just better ride. Magazine covers, just look how we vibe. Double XL t-shirts back in 05. Need a young Ebony right by my side. If it's not for me, then your source ain't right. Have a good night, got a jet. So settled with the flex. Shawty rubbing coconut oil all on her chest. Don't forget about the legs, the arms, the head, the face, the scalp. Beautiful flower, just watch how she sprout. They like Vic, you got all the clout. Told you I'm the one, you shouldn't doubt. I accomplished a lot, but then accomplished enough. Plotting on these days when I was riding that bus. And now I'm on the right away. Don't have to find a way. Get out my way. I'm on the better days. Don't care what you say. I'm making better plays. You know I make better plays. Know that I know that I.
Put my hand out. You should know by now. Watch me stand out. Know who I am now. Think I'm the man now. I've been trying to get it on my own. Realize I can't do it all alone. But I gotta stick to the plan now. Know who I am now. Yeah, I'm the man now. Escalation forever, the brand now, brand now. Part of the big picture when you pan out, pan out. Your career ain't going now, you planned out, planned out. Can't be in the city, yeah, I gotta expand now,
gotta expand now.
Not even in my peak, all of my fam gotta eat, yeah. Thinking the name of the street, I've been running it for weeks, yeah. Shoes never get a crease, never mention with good intention, please don't ask several seats, yeah. People see me out in public and they showing me some love. I can't be out at the show, maybe up in the club. I learned over the past year that people really not about it. I do it cause it's my passion, I do it cause I've been doubted. And look now, I see you finally giving me respect now. Never been the one to put my hand out. You should know by now, watch me stand out. Know who I am now, think I'm the man now. I've been trying to get it on my own. Realize I can't do it all alone. But I gotta stick to the plan now. Know who I am now, yeah.
I'm the man now.
I'm the man, couple fans, couple bands, can't fit in my pants now. Got some swag, niggas mad, what it's like when you ghost in the pan now. Not content, had a man, took a stand when I had a chance. I walk in, she lock in, I'm like, damn, mommy, that's your mans. Bet I run up like an African, smoking strands from Afghanistan. Counting money, better wash your hands, catch a body for the right advance. End up in some bandages, wrap you up like Santa from me and Victor. Victor.
I see you finally giving me respect now. Never been the one to put my hand out. You should know by now, watch me stand out. Know who I am now, I think I'm the man now. I've been trying to get it on my own. Realize I can't do it all alone. But I gotta stick to the plan now. Know who I am now, yeah, I'm the man now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was just part one.
I just realized part one is really quick.
It's tough.
It goes by so fast.
It's tough, though.
It is.
It goes hard.
It's all hard hitters.
Hard hitters. Slaps.
Slaps.
Victor with the slaps. Shout out Dre Slaps if you're listening.
A lot of hi hats.
All the hi-hats. Yeah.
We need all the hi-hats.
Oh, yeah.
Let's break it down, man.
Break it down.
So, first track.
Working on myself lately,
which you have been.
Which I have been.
Let's, because, I mean, I know the story, but just for people out there, let's break it down, like, where that whole concept came from of working on yourself and how that, you know, you got to the point of working on yourself.
Okay. So, I had that first song. Oh, I had a song called Working. About a year and a half ago. No, it was longer than that.
No, what?
That was like 3 years ago.
We were in college still.
Yeah.
So,
like, it was like 3 years ago working. And it was like, it had the same, like, premise to it, but, like, this was kind of like a part two or like a spiritual successor to that song.
Yeah.
Because that one was like, that version of working, that was like when I had transitioned from high school to college.
Yeah, you know? That's right.
And that's when I had like kind of noticed growth in like myself and as an artist. And then I had came up with this version, and this one was written even before I graduated college. And it was just like, this was like when I knew that I had some heat tucked in the vault, but like nobody else knew.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, I've been really working, and like, y'all don't know it yet, but you will know it very soon. And
I know that you're the man now.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah.
I like man now.
I like how you
hardest
that
slap
in.
On the album, bro.
And then so it was just like, okay, working on myself lately. This is what I've been doing. And then I list some things in the song, you know, like I'm in my bag. The brand's not the same.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
hey, bro, you said what?
I said what?
You said what?
I said I'm in my bag and the brand's not the same.
Ooh.
Yeah. Feeling like I'm grounded because I'm no longer playing games.
Hold on. You said you in your bag now and the brand is not the same.
Correct.
That is lit, boy.
Correct. I did get a new backpack at that time too, for school. So
it was factual. It wasn't just a metaphor.
It wasn't. I went from like that Swiss backpack to some new and exclusive Nike backpack. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, oh, I know. I peeped that one. That one's hard.
Yeah.
yeah. But so next song after that.
Next song is "Expensive Thoughts." So "Expensive Thoughts" is just, you know, everybody pretty much dreams of having money. Not everybody, but most people dream of having money. So that's just like the main concept of the song, but then I also tie in being that broke college graduate that many of us are, and
that's kind
of
like all you know, that J. Cole vibe,
exactly.
Yeah, for
me. You know, so it was just like, pretty much going with that. You know, I'm financial aid can catch the fade. Feel like I'm getting played. Like that's it. That's what I state because you know, like, the song got just upset, or not the song, the thinking about
the process of like the reason why you broke upset you is what you tell me.
Exactly. You know, yeah. Like it wasn't even just like like the sad boy song that like, oh, I can't believe I'm broke, you know, like yeah. It was just like, you know, I may be broke, but like just a young prophet trying to make profits. Like yeah. I can see myself making money. I know I will make money from this music thing. So that's pretty much like
you already what, made what, money, what, though.
I really made money.
I really did like the intro to that. Like you're like, I'm paid off my loans with this.
Yeah,
music
I'm
thing.
That intro.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, so I that never, intro was it was originally something else, but like between the either the, like yeah, it was like between the time when I was like recording it, I was talking to my boy Zay from college, and like he's produced some of my songs before, and we were just talking about student loans, like it just came up in the conversation, and so I changed my whole intro, and I was like, I was just talking to my boy Zay the other day. He was like, that was just really based off, and it really tied into that whole song. So I was like, let me change this intro so it don't seem like it seems like more like natural and like is this is like real life, you know? It isn't nothing, just like you know, the typical broke boy song.
And I liked it. Kind of, like specifically though? Well, let's get into it. What is your most expensive thought?
Buy his nephew that bouncy house.
That bouncy, yeah. That bouncy. My nephew, I need that house. Yeah, I really don't have like.
You're not that materialistic.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not really one to like splurge. There's like some things that I do want. You know, like I would like. I don't even want like one of those big old mansions that's like 20 rooms. Like I feel like that's unnecessary, especially if only like 3 people live in there. Like, what's the point? You know. And
all the homies moving in, bro.
All the homies moving in. And like I would like a nice car, but like I'm cool with just like having one nice car. One really nice car.
Yeah.
And then one like cool car, you know,
the Honda Accord.
Right. I'm keeping my little Toyota. That car nice,
man. I think a little Hot Wheel,
right? And I'll get like an Audi R8 or something like that, you know.
Now let's move on to the next song,
Better Days.
We going to the second half of this album?
Not yet. No. We're still song. Talking about the next song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's good. Let's do it.
But yeah, so explain this one to us. Like, you went out to the middle of nowhere
and shot a video. Correct.
In the middle of Eastern Oregon, in the prairie lands,
yeah,
in an abandoned church.
Because it could have been all bad.
Because, like, I mean, right. I gotta say, like, it ties in very well just sonically with how the song sounds, you know?
Yeah.
I like the visuals in it were dope. The horse was dope. But like, explain to me how the evolution into Cowboy Covey.
it started with, so like I had this the song. When I heard the song, never thought of like really Western or anything like that. You know, I just heard it and I was just like, something about the beat just had it just rides. You know, it's like it just has that feel to it where it's like. I mean, when I had the beat, I just kept listening to the beat. I wasn't even writing nothing. Like, I was just listening to it. And then it got to the point, like, because the song, that hooks just started with a melody. I didn't have anything written down. Yeah. It was just a melody. I'm freestyling. And I kept using the melody over and over, recorded voice memos, everything, different tones, how I was going to, like, deliver it. Like, should I do a higher? Should I do a lower? And then after I recorded it, that like, I don't know, as soon as I heard myself rapping it or singing it, it was just like I was able to create a visual in my head.
Yeah,
like, easily.
Yeah, it all just came
and
together.
I was like, I was just listening in the car, I'm like, yo, this sounds like a Western type of song. Mm-hmm. Like just the
that
guitar.
Little like whistle or whatever.
Yeah, too, and then that, like, you know, you hear that when in like a movie or TV show and you see a tumbleweed blow by, you
and
know,
like an eagle fly
right,
over
exactly,
the sky. Like,
exactly. Like, I imagined all of that. So I was like,
it's crazy when you can see like visually something in your whip or when you hear a song and then you bring it to life.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like the video really looked like how I wanted it to, you know, like I told Riley actually came with me to the studio that next session. And I was like, I want to do a video for this song. And I want to be a cowboy and we're going to do this in the middle of nowhere. And he thought it was funny, but then like once he actually thought about it, he was like, this is actually really dope. Like this could be a really cool idea, you know? And I was like, all right, let's
it was something
do it.
Different for him too. I
feel it like. Was, yeah. It was. And we freestyled the entire video. Like it was just like whatever we saw, we worked with and it literally worked perfectly. Yeah. Shout out to Grass Valley, Oregon,
man. And then after that one,
after that one is Regular.
That's right. Regular.
Regular. Regular was the last song added to the album. Only reason I added it because I felt like there needed to be something before Man Now to like get you like mentally prepared for Man Now, because Man Now is like the hardest hitting song on the album. So it was just like you needed like,
and that's a short one too. Like,
right,
it's really, I like how you just like just cut and dry, boom, boom, boom. You just spit your bars.
Because it was just like it was originally gonna have. I originally thought, because this beat hit so hard, like I'm gonna just do the full beat, because it wasn't that long. It was only like, I think like 3 minutes or something like that. But yeah, cutting it after what would have been the second hook, and instead of doing another hook, I just continued rapping all the way through that hook. Yeah. And it was just like the song. The whole thing is like, please don't treat me like I'm regular. And I don't know. I just think highly of myself. I feel like I've earned the right to think that.
As you should, bro. Tonight's been a big day for you, man.
Yeah, but I mean, even like before that, you know, like I didn't feel like I was equivalent to most of my peers. So
it's
like
all about how you see yourself, man.
Yeah, it is. You know, so it's not even in like a cocky way. It's just that I do feel like I'm a little bit higher than
you're entitled to that self-image. Yeah, you know,
exactly,
for sure.
So
and that's how you get into being the man now.
Exactly.
Okay,
so like it was really just like, you know, don't, if anybody feels that way about me, that I'm like I'm just one of these regular old Portland guys, like no, I'm not. Like, don't treat me like I'm regular, because I'm not. And then I was just keeping that energy throughout the whole track, you know. Like it's like the first verse is just like kind of starting with like rumors, whatever, and it's like, oh wait, how old are we again, please don't say I'm your friend on the sideline. Yep. Whatever, get into all that, you know. So then it gets into end with please, and then it starts with Man Now, and then Man Now is just like, know who I am now, think I'm the man now.
And you got, this is the one song that has a actual like feature from another rapper,
right?
The only one on there. How do you feel about when you're recording an album and protecting the integrity of the message that you're delivering, and while also, you know, sharing the love and having someone else on there? Was that a big concern for you, or were you just like...
Not really.
Yeah.
Well, okay, for a second it was, just because someone that I intended to work with was just being really slow about communicating with me,
yeah,
with the track. And I was like, do I just record the rest of the song on my own, you know, because it would kind of make sense. I am talking about myself, I'm the man now. But then like something just told me to keep being patient. And then actually there was another song which is also on the album, where I was working on a feature, and it took a while to get that together. So like with that, it forced me to be patient. Thank God, because I feel like once I really thought about it, I was like, Boca, he would kill this beat.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I didn't think of him from the beginning, you know, but it, like once I thought about it and like put more, it was just like more of a introspective into him being on the song, and I'm like, he would be perfect for the song. And I sent him the song, he recorded his verse in like 2-3 days and got it back to me.
That's what's up, man.
I killed it.
I feel like that's like the most difficult thing when it comes to working with other artists.
It is
actually getting them to produce something and get it on time
easily.
But I mean, I feel like that's a really just like being there with you like through the steps of making this album.
Mm-hmm.
Like I noticed that like patience has been key to like delivering the product that we have now.
Yes.
Like this album, definitely, is not as good if we did not wait as long, you know, because right, like we wanted this to be out
like in July.
Yeah, in the July. Summertime. But you think about like a lot of stuff that came into play
on this album
didn't exist
has, right,
before.
Exactly.
You know, like, so.
If we did the Women Wednesdays like, in June, and yeah, if we would have put the album out in July, this album would not have been,
not be the same.
No, and I don't think it would have been. I probably would have regretted it. Because I'm just harsh on myself, so I wouldn't have liked it, like, after, yeah, you know, some time. Like, this, I feel like there's just, it's timeless.
Yeah.
The whole album or the song?
The whole album.
It is, actually. Because I was thinking about that today. I was like, man, bro, like, 9 songs that cover out the album Artist Fire, it's like, I feel like it's perfect in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the beginning, it starts off like pretty, pretty energetic, and then in the middle, you know, you got the two slaps in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With Sweet Tooth and Man Now.
The song order is very key to like how like it plays through very nice.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. It for sure. It's a story, yeah. Bro.
And that's.
And I encourage the listeners, because I mean we broke it up so we could talk, but I encourage any listeners to go out there and find this album on any streaming service. Escalate With Me by Kobe. That's COVI with the period at the end.
Yes, don't forget to put the period, because there are other Kobe's out there in different countries.
Exactly.
And they show up before me because I don't have that many listeners
yet. But yeah, I encourage everyone to just go listen through all the way through. Like it's a good listen. And yeah, definitely get out there. Now, I do want to, I was going to wait to the end, but we can talk about it now real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about the cover art on this one and just the name. We'll talk about the name at the very end, actually.
Okay.
But I wanted to talk about the cover art.
So the cover art.
What was your influence on that?
For some reason, like when I thought of Escalate With Me, I don't know, astronauts kept coming to mind.
Which is strange, cause I remember when you first started with the escalation, like visuals and theme,
yeah.
way back when.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with like anything.
Nope.
It didn't have anything to do with like space or anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was I really liked the astronaut visual.
Yeah, cool. I don't know what it was about it that it was just like, well, okay, no. It originally started with like two people holding hands, and then it kind of like I continued to expand on that idea because I was like, that's pretty boring, like just that. So because the Escalate With Me title was planned for the R&B EP, so pretty much the second half of the album.
Yeah.
That was just supposed to be a project in itself.
Yeah.
And that's where that Escalate With Me was just for that project.
Got you.
The title. And then the more I started to think about it, then I was like, oh, astronauts sound pretty cool. And I was like, let's do astronauts holding hands together. And then I could like think more on it, and then it came to like astronauts in space holding hands together looking at a planet, and it was like, okay, so then the planet, it could represent multiple things, you know. It could represent me leaving Earth, you know, or pretty much leaving my city, going to do what I want to do. And I'm like, looking back on it, hey, I probably made a really good decision doing what I did, so on and so forth. Or that the planet could represent the top, me looking at the top, and I'm taking whoever with me that I feel like.
See, that's how that. So, you know, when I first saw the cover art, that's how I interpreted it, because I don't think we ever sat down and actually discussed this.
I don't think so either.
But how I saw it was like, I mean, you get the name Escalate With Me. That's why there's two people there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the planet as like your goals,
yeah,
and like what you plan to achieve,
yeah.
And so this is everyone's chance to hop on board now,
yeah, before it's too late.
Before it's too late,
yeah. I mean I never put like a name or like a face to whoever the astronaut that's next to me. Actually, they're not even holding hands.
They're close.
They're close.
They're touching forearms.
Maybe. Yeah, you know, shoulders
grazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I never wanted to like put any type of title on.
I don't think it should be. I think it really.
And it's like you may
it's
not
all even, a mystery, bro.
Right, and you may not even know that one of the astronauts is myself. You know, like this.
Yeah, maybe you're the planet.
Right. Exactly.
you gotta let people, the audience,
interpret.
Guess, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think I explained it at the listening party. I said that the second astronaut is the listener.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're guiding the listener, right, through your journey.
That is for sure, right. How like I don't think I explicitly knew that, but I like mm-hmm. subconsciously I realized that's who it was.
Yeah. The way I explained it, I explained it at the listening party like so perfectly. I don't know. Maybe it was because I was in my zone, but like I explained it so much better than I did just
had
now.
Some tequila.
And it was the tequila. The tequila had me focused. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know. So yeah, that I feel like that pretty much sums up like what the cover art is really about.
Gotcha. Well, Just so we have some time to talk about the second half of the album, I think it's time to get down. We're going to break it down into this smooth session. Some R&B. Actually, it starts upbeat first.
It does.
That's a lie.
It does.
It starts off offbeat.
Yeah.
So enjoy this one. This is for sure going to be a fan favorite right here. It already has a star next to it. Yeah, just to remind y'all, this is Combined Culture Radio.
CC.
Yeah, giving you that cold cut culture, you know. And we got Kovi in the building, you know, premiering his album Escalate With Me, available on all streaming services. We're about to jump into the next half of this album. Starting off with that
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet. Sweet. That Sweet Tooth, bro. Let's get it cracking.
I got a sweet tooth for you. Brown sugar sprinkled all over them yams. I know you got them from your mama. Goddamn, the things I wanna do with my hands. Hey, hold up, you got a friend for my mans. Okay, now let's get it. Wanna break you off like a Kit Kat. Hands running down the spine of your bin bag. Must have ran track. Yeah, we already on 3 laps. Sun coming up, damn, how much time has elapsed? I am stretching it out like a Milky Way. Take you up to the stars if that's okay. Now kisses all over your shoulders. Loving my Hershey girl, so what? See you at night, supernova. And in the morning like four, just now what? I got a sweet tooth for ya. Can't resist your chocolate. Your chocolate skin. Mama said I got a sweet tooth. Caramel girl. Girl, turn around, turn, show your boy what you working with. Hey, my homie told me that you be legit, yeah, and I can't help to walk behind. I need buns all on my mind, let me love on your thighs. Got my blood pressure levels running high. Got my sweet tooth from my daddy's side. How you like your eggs fried or fertilized? Flip you over and I'm on the sunny side. Ooh. Remind me of Ghirardelli. Keep you cozy like you wearing a heavy. Warm sensations, chocolate starting to melt. Think this best you ever felt. Show me now whenever you show up. Did they say I got a cavity, so what? Yeah, I got a sweet tooth for ya. Can't resist your chocolate skin. Mama said I got a sweet tooth. Caramel girl. And I can't help it that I got a sweet tooth for ya. Hot cocoa lips. Good as had to be our sin. I got a sweet tooth for ya. Baby girl, I got a sweet tooth for ya. I got a sweet tooth for ya. For you. Got a sweet tooth.
See pros, yeah. This the life that we chose. Shawty from the city of the roses. She keeps me focused, picks me up from my lowest. Shit, I'm married to my Joseph, and she also an angel. Looking good from every angle. I love it when our thoughts get entangled. Never expect us to wrangle. On the same wavelength, and you shining like a star that's spangled. That's on your chest, flying in to say the day. Always smile whenever I see your face. FaceTime dates while we away in different states. And it makes me happy whenever the love is reciprocated. Eh? Often imitated, but it can't be duplicated. Eh? Building blocks for both lives. Emotional support I can supply. Better understand is to comply. Help the relation what I stand by. Yeah, you know why, yeah, you know why. I
love it that you do what I do for me, baby. Girl, you're such a blessing. Ain't no second guessing. I need you right here on my side, yeah. Every single day and night, yeah. It's been wishing that I'd ride or die, yeah. I love it that you do what I do for me, baby. Definition of a ride or die, yeah.
Can you do what you do for me?
I can do what I do for you.
Can you do what you do for me?
Yeah, I can do what I do for you.
Ride or die, yeah. When the lights on or off and when it's quiet, yeah. Love is hard when it's real, you can't deny it. See your drive, your work, I admire it.
It's a understatement saying that you the perfect sidekick. Nobody in our business, cause we keep it private. You got me planning a surprise trip, cause you deserve it. Spending time with you is always timeless. And you define this, apple of my iris. Gotta match your flyness. You got comfortable and started losing all your shyness. Calling me whenever it's a time of crisis. I'm always there, address you as your highness. Experimenting on your body like a scientist. Let me feel on your skin. Silky smooth way that our bodies are touching. This should be your sin. It's getting hot in here. Let me open up a window. Hoping that this love isn't just an innuendo. Can't believe dudes treated you like a rental. They led you on what lead to friction. Like a pad and a pencil, girl. And that's been so. Can mess up your mental. Show you what this hitting for. Show you off to my kinfo. You got all that drive. Remind me of the benzo. That's luxury. So you know I take care of your chocolate girl, giving Hershey kisses. Hershey Hawkins from the three, cause with you I'm never missing. Nah, super
supersonic, yeah, we so harmonic. I gave you this ring, and now you feeling supersonic. And I'm not in it for the tails, cause in no way I benefit. Girl, you the number one like Genesis, and I hope you feeling this. More memories to be made, so no time to reminisce. You know this love is bliss. You know this love is bliss. Right? This love is bliss. Yeah. Yeah. So, I think that I'm dreaming. Wait. I think that I'm dreaming. Hold up. I must be dreaming. Right?
And I hope that you're dreaming about me the way that I'm dreaming about you. I hope that you're dreaming about me the way that I'm dreaming about you.
Ever take flight? Why do my relationships last one night? Is it time to take a stand on my habits? A friend wrapping the heart up and bandaging. I manage. Some I be the asshole. Whole tendencies I don't plan to take that role. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot. And I just like it when I hit the spot. Goddamn, there we go again with the old Vic. I should stop listening to my own tips. Long trips around the ways I see these faces. So amazing, different tastes. Clothing naked, love is tainted. Identities painted, Cupid's like emotions. I just crank it. No more long trips. Be yourself is the only tip. And I knew she was the one when I saw those hips and the smile that is encased by those lips. I mean, she changed my whole mentality. And the other girls on my team gon' get amnesty. More ambition than the Wale album. Me and you together, girl, you should've known the outcome of. Talked about my love life, probably cause I don't know how to love right. None of my relationships ever take flight. Why do my relationships last one night? Is it time to take a stand on my habits? Too good to be true, has to be in alignment of the planet tonight. No longer manage to be the asshole. Since I met this girl, all I could do was take it slow.
Take it slow.
Take it.
Take it slow.
I was insecure, I'm not ready, not ready, not ready. No commitment, I'm not steady, not steady, not steady. Yeah, and you the woman of my dreams. Funny how I shot my shot, but forgot I need a team. And that's where you come in. Chasing girls since I was at St. Michael's Lutheran. Troops setting in, I was just an immature young boy, yeah. Playing with these girls like a kid's toy, yeah. Thought there was no end of the road. Turned a boy to a man now. All I see is growth, crunch time. And I know I can't choke. Man, you roll with my life. And I'm clutch with the drive. I can look you in the eyes and see that she's supernatural.
Why don't we? 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 Why don't we?
Why don't we?
You know what I'm saying? You got to hit them with
that.
You got to hit them with that old school, like, church music. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like he has those, like, church vocals. But, yeah.
There you have it, people. That was
Escalate With Me.
That was Escalate With Me.
The album.
By Covey.
C-O-V-I with a period.
Period.
There's a period. Looks really cool. And it separates me from the 20 other international Coveys. So,
yeah. You are international Covey now, actually.
That's true. So yeah, I hope everybody that was listening, they enjoyed the album. We don't have much time left, but we could peep that second half real quick.
I'm gonna just ask a couple questions, you know.
Cool.
Bro, I didn't know you had emotions.
Same, you know. I just found out.
Just a cold cat this whole time. Ever since third grade, I was like, man, Victor's a cold cat. Cold cat Covey.
You can hear it in his voice, bro.
I just found out yesterday.
But yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, it's just like I said. Most of the album, or literally the entire album, is just based off.
Explain to me.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Tell the world. You know, just briefly here. What got you to actually, you know, be a little bit more vulnerable in your music in this second half of this album? Because this is a kind of a different turn in terms of the other music that you made and historically music you made, just to like open up, and especially like on your like debut album, I guess.
Right. For one, I'm just an emotional person. I'm driven by emotions. But I also like, I use my brain too. So like I use my heart and my mind, but like my heart can take over at times. And I also felt like I've had my moments where I've been vulnerable on songs, but like there's literally been moments, like it hasn't been for like a full song. It'll be for like a verse or like a couple lines, whatever. And you know, I just felt like the best way to express however I was feeling at the time when I wrote some of these songs, it was like just write it out and turn it into a song. And
so this comes from real life experience.
Real
Victor goes through things.
I go through things.
Covey goes through things.
Yeah, everybody.
I gotta
does,
stop calling
man.
You Victor.
I know that's not my name.
Your name is Covey.
That's correct.
The birth of Covey. Escalate.
Right. So yeah, that's pretty much like what it comes down to. And the funny thing is, the second half of this album is actually older than the first half of this album.
I think that's the most ironic part.
Right. It's really weird. There are several songs on the second half of the album, like for instance, Sweet Tooth. That song is 2 years old. Why Don't We? That song is 2 years old. What else is on the second half? For Me is probably like, it might be around there too. And then Dreamin's like a year old. So just because like this was originally supposed to be an R&B project, and then I expanded upon it. Like Sweet Tooth, that song was actually supposed to be a down tempo song.
Yeah,
that was a slow song. Sweet Tooth was supposed to be around the same tempo that Why Don't We was, and Why Don't We was actually an upbeat song like Sweet Tooth. and that got switched.
It worked out.
Yeah, because I had the beat for Why Don't We, and it used to be called a different song, and it had a completely different hook. I made the beat for it and everything.
It's the process, man.
The process. And then that's when I decided I wanted to stop producing for my own project and work with other producers. And
so I feel like it just makes it easier in a way.
It did.
Like when you think about it logically, you're like, oh, I could just make my own sound.
Right.
But there's certain sounds out there that you might not have in your head that might be better.
And that's
that. And I feel like that was for sure the case with Sweet Tooth.
That was definitely, the case with Sweet Tooth, and also the case with Why Don't We. It just helped me like focus on the style of the song and work with that instead of trying to like force a style that I had in my head, you know.
For sure.
And I mean, it definitely worked for the better. Both people, I've been getting really good feedback today for both of those songs in particular. So
what's up?
And For Me. People love For Me.
Well, you know, we got about 3.5 minutes left on here. Man, I say we just play a Sweet Tooth again, man. If you're in cars, man, let's get that shoulder roll. You know, you're not in your car, you on your feet. You better move your feet. Get them
Sweet
feet
Tooth
up off the ground,
is about to be the song of the summer 2019.
Hey, nah, it for sure is.
Yeah.
We just got to keep the momentum, man.
Bounce to this.
Hey.
That's all we have for y'all tonight. Go out, listen to Covey's album out now. Escalate With Me on all streaming services.
Yep.
That's COVI, period.
Period.
Escalate With Me out now.
Goodbye, Culture Radio. CC.
We out of here.
brown sugar sprinkled all over them yams. I know you got them from your mama, goddamn. The things I wanna do with my hands, hey, hold up, you got a friend for my mans. Okay, now let's get it. Wanna break you off like a Kit Kat, hands running down the spine of your bin bag. Must have ran track, yeah, we already on 3 laps. Sun coming up, damn, how much time has elapsed? I am stretching it out like a Milky Way. Take you up to the stars if that's okay. Now kisses all over your shoulders. Loving my Hershey girl, so what? See you at night, supernova. And in the morning like four, just now what? I got a sweet tooth for ya. Can't resist your chocolate. Your chocolate skin. Mama said I got a sweet tooth. Caramel girl. Look how you drip. Look how you drip. And I can't help it that girl, turn around, turn, show your boy what you working with. Hey, my homie told me that you be legit, yeah, and I can't help to walk behind. I need buns all on my mind, let me love on your thighs. Got my blood pressure levels running high, got my sweet tooth from my daddy's side. How you like your eggs fried or fertilized? Flip you over and I'm on that sunny side. Ooh. Remind me of Ghirardelli, keep you cozy like you wearing a heli. Warm sensations, chocolate starting to melt. Think this best you ever felt. Showing out whenever you show up. Did they say I got a cavity, so what? Yeah, I got a sweet tooth for you. Can't resist your chocolate. Your chocolate skin. Mama said I got a sweet tooth. Caramel girl.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the Portland Folk Music Society's concert season. On Friday, November 30th, the PFS concert features Patrick Ball and the Legends of the Celtic Harp in their program titled A Winter Gift. These three famed harpers perform Celtic legends and weave English and Irish literature with rare pieces of holiday music. The concert and storytelling event is at the Reedwood Friends Church, 2901 Southeast Steele in Portland, at 7:30 p.m. On January 18th next year, the Northwest band True North will bring their folk and bluegrass stylings to the PFS stage. For more information, go to the website kboo.fm and look on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Co-sponsor the Before My Time Has Come music video premiere on Saturday, December 1st at 7:30 p.m. at 5th Avenue.